it has been one of the best years for movies. And on Sunday, at the Academy Awards ceremonies, one of these will take home the big Oscar for Best Picture.
Blood's been spilled to afford us this moment. Now.
You really believe this story? Osama bin Laden?
Django. The D is silent.
Are you going to walk me home or what?
Your poor social skills.
Who the man?
I'm the man.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
I know you're trying to calm me down, but just say something that's true.
Joining us to break down the Oscar contenders, Washington Post film critic Anne Hornaday. Hiya, Anne.
Hi, Hillary.
Big weekend ahead. Let's start with Best Director. What do you think?
Best Director. This is such an interesting category this year because so many people were shut out who deserved it, like Catherine Bigelow from Zero Dark Thirty and Ben Affleck from Argo. So be that as it may, though, it's still a pretty strong category with Steven Spielberg and Ang Lee and lots of other very well-qualified people. I think the front runner now is considered to be Ang Lee for Life of Pi, which is really a terrific movie and a directorial achievement, no doubt. Personally, I'd like to see Steven Spielberg take it for Lincoln.
Okay. Let's go to the supporting actors. Best actor in a supporting role and best actress in a supporting role. Starting with best actor, certainly a lot of folks believe Robert De Niro is deserving. How do you look at it?
I agree. I really thought he was terrific in Silver Linings Playbook. It's kind of the De Niro that we all like to see. There weren't that many mannerisms to his performance, which was kind of refreshing. I think this is, again, a really strong category. There were some terrific performances across the board. And Philip Seymour Hoffman, I just want to point out, in The Master was just terrific. The front runner in this category, I think, has been considered Tommy Lee Jones for his portrayal in Lincoln, which was delightful and wonderful. And also, some people are looking for Christoph Waltz to take it for Django Unchained, but I'm holding out for Mr. De Niro for this one.
All right, best actress.
Supporting actress.
Best supporting actress.
Best supporting actress. Well, you know, the shoo-in of all shoo-ins has been Anne Hathaway all through this season. It seems like that performance as Fantine in Les Miserables was the one to beat. But I'm getting the sense, again, just from the tea leaves that I'm reading from out there, from Hollywood and from Academy voters, is that, A, she's won a lot of awards, and so people might be getting a little tired of the speeches and the aw shucks, gee, I didn't see this coming shtick. Personally, I would love to see Sally Field take it. I thought she just did a terrific job in Lincoln this year.
Okay, well, let's move to the big actor categories. Let's start with best actor in a leading role, and the prohibitive favorite going in had been Daniel Day-Lewis for Lincoln. Do you still see it that way?
Yeah, this is going to be neck and neck between Daniel Day-Lewis and Daniel Day-Lewis. yeah, Daniel Day-Lewis could take it, but I think it's going to be Daniel Day-Lewis.
but Bradley Cooper and Hugh Jackman, I mean, they all put in some fine performances. Maybe in another year they would have taken it, right?
Oh, no, that's really true. I mean, it's getting to the point now where if Daniel Day-Lewis is in your category, you know, just have a good time at the party. I mean, there's no shame in that game. But, yeah, this was a really strong lineup, too. And, again from the movie The Master, the Paul Thomas Anderson, Joaquin Phoenix delivered an absolutely bravura performance in that film. And Denzel Washington in Flight, another really strong performance. Personally, I would not have included Hugh Jackman in this category. I just didn't think that was of Oscar nominee caliber. But I just don't see anybody. I just don't see anyone overtaking what Day-Lewis did with Lincoln. I mean, he immersed himself, and more important, he immersed the audience and made us feel like we spent 2.5 hours with Abraham Lincoln.
And best actress, I'm rooting for the kid.
Oh, she is fantastic. I agree with you. She's terrific. I mean, I had some quibbles and some misgivings about that movie overall, Beasts of the Southern Wild, but she carried that on her shoulders all the way, and she was magical. I think for her, it's the nomination is the award, and that's terrific, and kudos to her. The front runner in this category, I think, has been all along thought to be Jennifer Lawrence from Silver Linings Playbook, an incredibly appealing performance. I mean, just a terrific character that she imbues with spirit and verve and vinegar and a wink, and it's just a lovely performance. My personal favorite is Emmanuelle Riva, the French actress who is turning 86 years old on Sunday, and this would be her birthday present. She'd be the oldest winner, and she also happens to deliver an absolutely shattering performance in this French movie called Amour.
All right, let's get to the biggie, the best picture nominees. There are nine of them. Nine Best Picture nominees going into this year. Who do you like?
Nine, and what a diverse list. It's a really cheeringly diverse list of films and a really close race. I sort of all along thought that that Lincoln was the one to beat. And my personal favorite, my best movie of the year was Zero Dark Thirty, which I would still love to see, and I would have loved to have seen that win. But now Argo has really been surging in recent weeks and months, taking a lot of the pre-Oscar awards. So I think this is sort of a neck-and-neck one between Argo and Lincoln. Two terrific films. I think my personal, like I said, my personal favorite is Zero Dark Thirty. I would love to see Lincoln take it too. But frankly, with a lineup like this, with films like Argo and Silver Linings and Life of Pi, honestly, the audiences really are the winners.
All right, Anne. And you're coming back Monday morning at 10 for Ask the Movie Buffs, along with Jen Chaney and our own Jason Fraley.
That's right, and that's when everyone will be able to rib me about how many predictions were wrong.
We'll see. Thank
Don't
you, Anne. Thanks a million. That's Washington Post film critic Anne Hornaday.